May the peace of the Lord keep us flexible in his will until the very moment he says, come up hither. Amen. Today I sought the Lord about some kind of delay in rapture timing again. On again, off again. How long will this go on? I asked myself. The Lord cut in on my thoughts. Jesus began, Claire, have my heart for sinners. It is not my heart to see thousands swept away into hell. Understand, beloved, I love these souls. I see what they could be. My heart is to save them. But it is true. At some point, I must let go. This is so painful for me. Imagine having to let go of your children, knowing their fate to be eternal damnation and separation from you. Lord, I can't. This is true. You can't. Neither can I. And that's why it is so difficult for me when things must be finalized and they are gone forever. I cannot bear the thought of losing one, let alone many. Try to understand, beloved, and give until it hurts. This will be such a comfort for me. Lord, please uphold me so I do not collapse. He replied, I am doing that. You said any minute on the rapture. Is that changed? You told me a few months ago that this would not be a drill. This was the real deal. Was I hearing you or was I hearing something else? Jesus continued, the delay is very slight, and this requires patient endurance on your parts. It is very slight. It is not a major shift in time as you have had before. What can I do for you, Lord? Mary began, love him unconditionally, without the condition of being delivered from pain. Love him no matter what, Claire. Completely abandon your life into his hands. Let him have this little extra time and do all in your power to help. This is what love looks like. Complete abandonment to the will of the beloved, no matter what the cost. I want to be there, Mother, with a cheerful heart, not with crumbling. I think it is a good idea to explain this slight delay to the channel. In this moment, the Father is holding the destiny of millions in his hands. If we can save but one soul for him, then let us do it. He is sustaining you, and he will continue to until the Father gives the sign for the trumpets to blow and for his Son to come back to intercept his bride. I need more faith, Blessed Mother. Mary answered me, I know. Continue to obey. Don't lose hope, and it shall be yours. These are true tests of your love for him. But you see how he is upholding you and giving you his work to do. He is equipping you and sending you out in this interim before the rapture. Only the Father knows when this interim will end. It is best for you to resign yourself to a bit of a wait and do all you can to bring the harvest in. These are exciting times you are living in. And when there are delays, it is because extraordinary prayer was offered to save sinners. There are incredible allowances being made for the unsaved. It is like nothing that has ever been done before. There is so much to lose that the Father is extending his compassion to his Son. You will see how things unfold in the coming days. Much has been mitigated by prayer intervention, but still much is to come that will be the fulfillment of Scripture. Have courage, daughter. It will be at a time you least expect it. That is what he said, and it will be done that way. I do not have the keys to this mystery. I only know that our God is a God of his word, fulfilled. Tell your people not to slack off on their work. Tell them to make every moment count as I tell you to do so as well. Make every moment count for the kingdom of God. be found doing his will in faithfulness. More graces are coming as they are needed. Do not grow sad. Rather, realize you are living in the most exciting times in the Bible. Make the best of it. Keep working. Keep watching. And I will keep helping. We will not abandon you or leave you on your own. I was grateful for this encouragement as I was remembering how Ezekiel just last week had seen two angels with trumpets to their mouths flying by his window. And the following story corroborates it. Now, you've heard this story before in another message, but for those who haven't, I wanted to include it. Last week, a pastor was on a trip driving his car and saw an elderly man walking on the road and decided to get him in the car. While they were traveling, the old man said to the pastor, "Son, do you know what happened last night in heaven?" The pastor got scared and quickly stopped the car and asked, "Sir, are you okay? How did you get information from heaven?" The old man continued, "Last night in heaven, God was very angry against man and told the angels to blow the trumpet. The angels raised the trumpet, and when they were going to start blowing, Jesus fell down before Father God. He began to plead with tears in his eyes. Then fresh blood came. It began to come out of his hands and body. Christ told God to have mercy so that his death was not in vain. God saw the wounds of his son and saw the pain of his saints and also the wickedness of the wicked. And he said, 'I'll give you a last opportunity.' Jesus turned to the angels and commanded them to hurry. Large numbers of angels from all over the world were sent to go tell the world that the end is near and Jesus was coming soon. The pastor wiped his tears and asked, 'Sir, how do you know all this?' The old man replied, 'I am one of those angels that was sent to the world.' Then he said to the pastor, 'Please use all the media and send this message. There's no time to lose.' And then the old man disappeared. Right after I had read this story, Jesus began speaking, 'My people, do not sit back and wait for the trumpet to blow. Please get busy for me. You must be found busy about my business. That is another thing that qualifies you for the rapture. In the past, you wrapped everything up and just stood there in limbo until you got a word that had been delayed. Well, now I am giving you another word. This is but a slight delay. This is not for years and years. We are at the end now, and it will happen any day. You must be busy working for souls because it is my heart that aches for them. And if you love me, you will ache as well and truly apply yourself at these last moments. Please don't let me down. Give it your all. I am counting on you. Of all the times throughout history when your prayers have been needed, this is far and away more urgent than any other time in history. Remember back when you were saved. Remember how lost you were, how dark it was, how utterly empty you felt, and there was a longing for some kind of comfort and the answer to your life's deepest questions. Remember how you searched other faiths and meditation and other spiritual practices to find meaning to your life. Now, picture for just a moment that I am standing before you, but you do not see me. I am longing to touch you with the truth, but I so badly need a vessel to bring the subject to you in a way you can really receive and comprehend. There are millions of precious people out there with the same dilemma right now, and I want to speak to them. Will you help me? for just this very short while? The time is unspecified, but it is nothing like the 5 years you had in 2016. It is terminated in my father's mind, but he is holding back for my sake because he knows how much it means to me. So please, my comforting bride, get busy. Deliver the truth to anyone who will hear you. Tell them the truth and open the way for me. Pray for those who have no idea what is about to hit the earth. And even if they did, it would not be useful without this teaching. I leave you now, sweet Claire. Rest and get up tomorrow with renewed vigor and resolve to make these last minutes count for the one you love with all your heart. I am feeding you with my love and stamina. Yes, you can feel it even now at 2:30 in the morning. Yes, it was me who gave you the inspiration to check one more message and set it up for recording. That was me. Now you have written for me all I wish to say. So now I ask you to give me the very last drops of your life for the love of God and your brother. How proud I am that you have done this message. How edified I am by your perseverance. Thank you, my sweet dove. Come now and rest in my arms. And that was the end of his message. And I just wanted to mention to you that we have a website with a search engine where you can search by subject. And we also have a Rhema pool with over 1,000 Rhemas in it that you can click on for a word from the Lord. Pray first and then click on the Rhema button. And also we have messages over, I think, 1,500 or 1,600 messages that are also in a random pool. You can click on that and they'll come up. A message just for you. That helps a lot because it brings up some of the older messages. And I want to thank you guys for supporting us. Thank you so much. We have some very happy people in the Mesa where they're impoverished, and that we bought wood for them because of your kindness. And thank you so much. They're just thrilled to have wood to heat their homes. Most of them heat with sagebrush. Can you believe that? In any case, it's your kindness that is keeping them warm this winter. God bless you, dear family.